Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Spet Slip on Sunday, the 24th of January, pod number 732. All about NFL today. We've got the two championship games. Got a bet in both of those. What else? Oh, Arsenal went out of the cup, didn't they? Arsenal went out of the cup. Old Arteta tried to play a weakened side. And off they went. Well, there you go. Well, isn't life grand? I didn't see the City game, but I understand a bit of drama there. Cheltenham were leading till quite late on, weren't they? Sorry, Stevie, the old Acker didn't come in, son. Obviously Liverpool beating Man United tonight, I'm afraid, and then Tottenham limping past Wickham tomorrow. I did get the nap right, though, didn't I? I did say Swansea smash Palace. I didn't get it wrong. I just couldn't understand the price yesterday, Milan, but it turned out that they knew. Absolutely pasted by Atalanta. Thank you to all those who attended the Zoom yesterday. There wasn't a whole lot of trading because not much qualified, but I think it was a worthwhile, whatever we had, hour and a half, hour and three quarters. So good. So I'll post the video for those of you who missed that, Ultimate members. I'll post that probably on Wednesday. Everything will be a bit later tomorrow. I'm going to stay up and watch this NFL tonight. Got a day of football trading, so I'll have admin and bits to catch up in the morning. So the pod Monday mindset may not make it till the afternoon. Right, NFL. Let's do the two NFL bets today. We have got today, in the NFL, I like both the home teams here. Kansas is still available at -3, home to Buffalo. It's 5-6 at Hills, bet 365. You can go to 3.5 if you wish to, but -3, home to Buffalo. I expected this line to be a lot bigger. I think there's a bit of an overreaction to Mahomes, obviously, yesterday getting beat up last week, and his toe, he'll have an injection in the toe, he's off concussion protocol. I still look at the way Buffalo gave up the points to Indianapolis. I think any form of on-form Kansas are going to beat them, and I expect them to beat them by more than the 3 points. So Kansas -3, home to Buffalo. It's 5-6 with Hills and bet 365, or it was at the time of recording this. And then in the second game, I think a game we all want to see, Rodgers against Brady this time. We had Brady versus Breeze last week, Rodgers Brady this week. This is why they've got Brady in Tampa, to try and win these big games. They'd be the first team to play the Super Bowl in their own stadium if they do win. But I don't think they're going to. I think they got through last week on turnover. I don't think the Packers are going to make the mistakes that New Orleans did last week. Breeze was really off his game. I think Rodgers is playing exceptionally well. And again, I've got Green Bay winning by 6 or better, and the spread is 3.5. So Green Bay -3.5 home to Tampa is 5-6 at Fred, and Victor is 20-23 at bet 365. Green Bay -3.5 home to Tampa. The points, I think that game might go over. I think the only way Tampa have any chance of winning this game is to rack up some points. So whilst not an official play, if you wanted to have a little bet on the over 52 points, that really for me is the only way that Tampa, Green Bay are going to score, and Tampa are going to have to probably be right on their scoring game and rack up some points. But I think we will see Kansas playing Green Bay in Tampa in the first weekend of February. And I think whatever one, it'll be a cracking game. But that is my prediction for those who wish to follow at your own peril. Kansas -3, Green Bay -3.5. Right, what else have we got? What else have we got, my little beauties? Victor Perez is playing like Suggsy in the last round of the golf. In fact, he's probably playing worse than Suggsy. Suggsy, you might beat him. Five over par. Dreadful. You look down the leaderboard, everybody else is under par level. He's five over par. Thought he had a half decent chance when I saw it yesterday. And we've got Siwoo Kim is tied for the lead in America. Amazing that. I've played that course a few times. Best I got one under par through 14 holes and then finished badly. Dropped three or four shots coming in from there. And I played it right off the backs. They don't play it right off the backs, but still impressive the numbers they shoot round there. It's a very daunting course to look at when you stand there on some of those tees. It just scares the life out of you. And back when it was first built, when we had the old equipment, Greg Norman was world number one and played that stadium course, and I think he shot 80. And he went into the PGA organiser of the time, whoever the CEO or chief executive of the PGA Tour was back then, and said, "Don't bring us back here again. You're making us look stupid." They don't use the very black back tees in that tournament this week. They got about 50 tees on each hole, but they got a real black tee, which I played off. I've played off a couple of the others, but I played off the black tees and I got it one under through 14 and then fell apart. But the it's an absolute monster, and I just can't believe the scores they shoot around there now. They go and shoot 64, 65, 66s for fun. Just hit the ball so far and putt so well. But yes, hopefully we have it's nice to have a runner in the offing. Siwoo Kim put up by the Golf Guru, so let's hope he can get that over the line this evening. Right, some foosball. Where have I put the foosball? That's a good question. Well presented. I've put it here, I think. Hold on a second. I've got my Dropbox all in a shambles again. Let's close that. Right, just bear with me. Here we go, back to normal. Sorted the opening out. Don't make any mistakes. Now we've got Dropbox issues. Right, let's get you there. Okay, there. Right, that's good. We're off and running. Sheets opening. It was just a little Dropbox sync issue. Right, we have got... he says... Yeah, good at this, aren't I? Only done 700 pods and still can't get the sheets open. Okay, we have got Reims versus Brest, 2 o'clock, French League One. Reims versus Brest, over 1.5 goals. If it's not been an early goal, 0-0, sort of 25 minutes on, drip back over 1.5 goals. I sort of told the guys on the Zoom yesterday what I do. I drip it. I'll bet it 25 minutes-ish. I like to see a price of 1.6 or more, which it will be in that game. Back it. I tend then to sit on it. If a goal goes in first half, I'll tend to leave it and let it run second half. If not, I will then top up at half time and trade from there. What I might do is let the second half kick off and then just drip it in just after second half kicks off. You get that little jump in price then. And trade from there, remove liability on a goal. You know, you can do whatever you want. If you want to bet them and leave them, obviously you'll have open to a bit more variance and let them go. But Reims versus Brest, and the same bet at Las Palmas Leganés in the Segunda Division at 7:30. So Reims Brest 1.5 goals, Las Palmas Leganés 1.5 goals. That's it. That's all I've got. Done the NFL. We've got an interest in the golf. Really looking forward to watching that NFL tonight. FA Cup, I gave you at the weekend. I don't even know who's playing. Oh, it's Liverpool, isn't it? Liverpool are beating Man U today. Sorry, Man U fans. Just telling you before you get all upset. And then, and that's it. I will be back, as I say, Mindset Monday. It will probably be in the afternoon. I've got quite a few spreadsheets and things to catch up, and I'm going to watch that football tonight. So I'm going to do all that in the morning, and then I will record the pod and post it in the afternoon. Enjoy your Sunday. We're nearly up to the first month of this lockdown being over. Whoever knows how long it's going to go on for. but it's going to be a good while yet. I'm getting to the stage where I might have to start watching a couple of movies. If anybody's got any good movie suggestions, feel free to tweet me or put it in the Telegram group. I'm not a big TV watcher, but if there's anything astounding that people think I should watch, particularly Sam, I think Sam's suddenly starting to get a bit bored now. I'm going to start ordering some jigsaws. I've read tons of books, but I'll do some books of the week, actually. I've read a lot this last 2 months. But yeah, if anybody's got any of that, let me know. Right, I will be back with you tomorrow. Have a lovely Sunday, guys. Enjoy yourselves. And I'll be back, yes, in the morning. Well, tomorrow afternoon, probably.